today's contestants, a naval architect from Annapolis, Maryland, Stephen Fokora. A receptionist from Naperville, Illinois, Beth Stewart. Our returning champion, a financial counselor from Jersey City, New Jersey, Elise Nussbaum, whose three-day cash winnings total $79,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again. Elise is doing very well. She's on a roll on our program. But now, with Beth and Stephen here, it's time for our players to show what they know. Let's go to work in the first round, shall we? And today you get to deal with these categories. Show me the money. Yes, we will. Followed by the 1960s. Medical idioms. New York set novels. If it were an action movie, we want you to name the movie for us. And finally, word on the street. Elise, start.
Word on the street, 200.
In Manhattan, Lexington or Madison? Beth.
What is Avenue?
Good.
Word on the street for 400.
In Los Angeles, Glendale, Sunset or Wilshire? Elise.
What is Boulevard?
Good.
1960s, 200.
A 1964 report from the Surgeon General said this was causally related to lung cancer in men. Stephen.
What is smoking?
Yes.
Idioms for 200.
It can mean to measure body heat, but idiomatically it means to survey the attitudes of a group of people. Elise?
What is take the temperature?
Good.
New York set novels, 200.
When the Book of the Month Club asked about changing this novel's title, its author said, Holden Caulfield wouldn't like that. Stephen?
What is Catcher in the Rye?
Yes.
Action movie, 200.
Losers Club? No, not tonight. That clown came after my friends. That clown came after me. Tonight, that clown goes down. Elise?
What is It?
That's it.
1960s, 400.
He was stripped of his heavyweight boxing title after he refused to be drafted into the army. Stephen?
Who is Ali?
Muhammad Ali, correct.
60s for 600.
Timothy Leary famously told young people to turn on, tune in, do this. Elise?
What is drop out?
You got it.
If it were an action movie, 400.
To an Aussie dentist, I know where you work, 42 Wallaby Way. Release my son from your tank, or I will come for you. Stephen?
What is Finding Nemo?
Yes.
Movies for 600.
Audrey Tautou. I tried to help people be happy, but your relative killed my mom. Now this French waitress is serving revenge. Cold. The movie would be Amélie. Stephen, back to you.
Movies for 800.
A 2008 film. I may or may not be your father, but know this. If anyone ever kidnaps you, I will find you. Now, let's all sing Waterloo. Beth?
What is Mamma Mia?
Yes.
The 1960s for 800.
Popular in surfer culture, this energetic dance style shares its name with an ethnic group of East Central Africa. Elise?
What is the Watusi?
That's the one.
Show me the money, 200.
In 2019, the 2000 note in this currency converted to about $30. Stephen.
What is a rupee?
Rupee, India.
Money for 400.
The night of the 2016 U.S. election, the currency of this nation fell 12% to a record low against the dollar. Elise.
What is the ruble?
No. What is Mexico? Back to you, Stephen.
Money for 600.
Time to face this founding father on a $1 coin. And that would be James Madison. All right, we're going to take our first break. We have a very evenly matched game so far, and that's good. Stay with us, please. Stephen Fokora, as you heard in the introduction, is a naval architect from Annapolis, Maryland. Are you working on designing ships or other things like drones and...
No, I work on a specific program for the Navy, the Littoral Combat Ship Program. We work on keeping them in the water and when they deploy.
What size ships are we talking about here? We no longer have battleships, of course. We have destroyers, cruisers, things like
smaller that. Smaller than an aircraft carrier.
Ah, okay, good. Nice to have you here. Beth Stewart is a receptionist from Naperville, Illinois. who was part of a study on growth when you were a child. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, when I was about 10 years old, I was 3 foot 11. And our doctor knew a doctor at Johns Hopkins who was doing a study on growth. They sent me over there, tested me upside down and backwards, decided I was short because my parents were short. Oh. And
that study only cost $450,000.
We didn't have to pay for it.
Okay, well, good to have you here. Elise Nussbaum is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. She has a cat. Many of our contestants have cats, and they come up with interesting names for their cats. Yours is?
Miss Boris Karloff.
Miss Boris
yes.
Karloff.
Yes, well, my husband is a big fan of the classic Universal horror movies, and Boris Karloff was in The Black Cat. Ah. So he always wanted a black cat named Boris, and then we wanted a girl cat, so we...
You know what's beginning to scare me? That what you just said... makes sense to me. All right, let's get back into this. Stephen has command of the board. He's going to make the next selection as we continue.
Word on the street, 600.
In Chicago, North Lakeshore or South Wacker? Beth.
What is drive?
You got it.
Word on the street, 800.
In London, Drury or leather this little road? Beth.
What is lane?
Yes.
Word on the street for 1,000.
In Rome, dei condotti. Or Giuseppe Di Vittorio. Elise.
What is Via?
Via, good.
New York set novels, 800.
In this classic, Francie Nolan lives with her family in the poorer part of the Williamsburg neighborhood. Elise.
What is A Tree Grows in Brooklyn?
That's the one.
New York set novels, 1,000.
Answer there. The Daily Double. You went fishing for it, you found it, and you can take advantage because you have the most money.
I will wager 1,600.
Okay. Psychologist Dr. Laszlo Kreitzler and his team track down a brutal serial killer in this bestseller set in 1896.
What is...
Hurry.
Devil in the White City.
No, what is The Alienist? The Alienist. All right, pick again.
If it were an action movie, 1,000.
In a 2016 musical, you fired me for playing jazz piano, not Christmas songs. We each made a choice, but you won't get to live with yours. Stephen.
What is La La Land?
Right.
60s for 1,000.
In 1964, he went from leader of the Soviet Union to obscure pensioner. Beth?
Who is Khrushchev?
Yes.
Show me the money for 800.
Here's a 100 baht note worth about $3 with the late King Bhumibol of this Asian country. Stephen.
This Thailand?
That's it.
Money for 1,000.
About $2.80 of ours equals 10 of this currency in 2019 rates. Elise.
What is a shekel?
Shekel is right.
New York set novels, 600.
It begins... Amerigo Bonasera sat in New York criminal court and waited for justice. Vengeance on the men who hurt his daughter. Elise.
What is The Godfather?
Yes.
Medical idioms, 800.
An unpleasant fact that one must accept. Elise.
What is a bitter pill?
Yes.
Medical idioms, 1,000.
A medical professional is mentioned in this phrase for exactly the thing needed. Elise.
What is just what the doctor ordered?
You got it.
New York set novels, 400.
9-year-old Oscar Schell searches for clues about his father, who died on 9/11 in the novel Extremely Loud and This. Elise?
What is incredibly close?
Yes.
Medical idiom, 600.
A blow to one's reputation or bruising around the organ of sight. Stephen?
What's a poke in the eye?
No. Beth?
What's a black eye?
Black eye, yes. And now the last clue. Someone being treated the way he has treated others is getting this. Stephen?
What is their own medicine?
Taste of their own medicine. That's good enough, and that takes you to 3,000. You're in third place, and that means, of course, you're going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. I've said it many times, this is the kind of game I like. All three players evenly matched. But Stephen, here are the categories for your choice in Double Jeopardy. Models of the Heavens, 1990s lyrics, philosophy, Each correct response will have double letters in the middle of the word. That's followed by world geography and finally, historic mercenaries. Start us.
Geography for 400.
A small chapel marks the source of this river in the Valdai Hills, about 200 miles northwest of Moscow. Beth.
What is the Volga?
That's the river.
World geography 800.
Here's Jimmy.
Two main islands, east and west, and about 200 smaller ones with a total land area about the size of Connecticut, make up this disputed territory, about 320 miles off Argentina.
Elise.
What are the Falkland Islands?
Correct.
1990s lyrics, 400.
Right said, Fred. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Beth.
What is, I'm sexy and I know it.
No. Elise.
What is, I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy, yes.
1990s lyrics, 800, please.
No doubt. Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. Elise.
What is just a girl?
Right.
90s lyrics, 1200.
Mariah Carey. I feel good. I feel nice. I've never felt so satisfied. Elise.
What is emotions?
Yes.
90s lyrics, 1600.
R.E.M. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the punch? Elise again.
What is man on the moon?
Yes.
90s lyrics, 2000.
The Goo Goo Dolls. And I'd give up forever to touch you. Beth.
What is Iris?
That's $2,000 for you.
World geography for $1,200.
Answer there. The Daily Double. So maybe it's going to work to your advantage. You have enough money to overtake Elise in first place.
Faint heart never won fair lady or game show. $5,000.
Five it is. Here is the clue. This peninsula stretches south about 700 miles from the Isthmus of Kra to Singapore.
What is the Malay Peninsula?
You now have $11,000 and the lead. Go again.
World geography for 1600.
This Yemeni capital lies at the foot of Mount Nukum, more than 7,200 feet above sea level. Stephen.
What is Yerevan?
No. Beth.
What is Sana'a?
Sana'a, right.
World geography for 2000.
Italy's highest point is on this alpine peak it shares with France. Elise.
What is Mont Blanc?
Yes.
Philosophy 400.
Our discussion is on the right way to conduct our lives, this Greek philosopher wrote in The Republic. Stephen.
Is Plato?
He's the one.
Philosophy for 8.
According to Karl Marx, this is the opium of the people. Beth.
What is religion?
Good.
Philosophy for 1200.
A persistent issue in bioethics is the fate of patients in PVS. Persistent this state. Elise.
What is vegetative?
Right.
Double letters in the middle, 400.
A place to house your hound when you head out of town. Elise.
What is a kennel?
Good.
Double letters, 800.
It can mean a small mug, but is usually a way to refer to your head. Use yours now. Elise.
What is a noggin?
Noggin, right.
Double letters, 1200.
A thickened area of skin, perhaps on your hands. Stephen?
What's a callus?
Yes.
Double letters, 1600.
In machine sewing, thread is wound upon this spool. Beth?
What's a bobbin?
Good.
Double letters in the middle for 2000.
Answer there, the other Daily Double. And at the moment, you and Elise tied at 15,000.
4,000.
All right. An 8-letter Olympic game of horse.
What is dressage?
Oh, Beth, you just beat the times up. Signal. You now have 19,000. Go again.
Models of the heavens for 400.
In Sweden's scale model of the solar system, Stockholm's 230-foot globe arena is the sun, and this dwarf planet is 5 inches wide, 185 miles away. Stephen.
What is Pluto?
Correct.
Heavens, 800.
Almost 2,000 years old, a celestial globe called the Farnese Atlas does not show individual stars, but only these. Stephen again.
What are galaxies?
No. What are constellations? But back to you.
Heavens for 1,200.
The model here shows a grain of dust from one of these traveling bodies magnified 20,000 times. Beth.
What's a comet?
Good.
models of the heavens for 1600.
A model kit for this last moon mission contains parts to make a lunar module and lunar rover. And that would be Apollo 17. Beth, go again.
Philosophy for 1600.
This English liberal philosopher and author of two treatises on government helped inspire the Declaration of Independence. His name is John Locke. Beth.
Philosophy for 2000.
Francis Bacon is considered a father of this school of philosophy that holds that all knowledge comes from experience. What is empiricism? Go again, Beth.
Models of the heavens for 2000.
A NASA scale model uses a grapefruit-sized sun in D.C. The sun's neighbor, Proxima this, would be a cherry in California. Elise.
What is Centauri?
Yes.
Historic mercenaries, 400.
900 Hessian mercenaries spent New Year 1777 as prisoners after Washington crossed this river and captured them. Beth.
What is the Delaware?
Yes.
Historic mercenaries for 800.
Sir John Hawkwood fought for Florence, for the Pope, and for the English in the first few decades of this long war with France. Beth.
What is the Hundred Years' War?
Right.
1200.
In the 400s BC, Athenian soldier and historian Xenophon fought in a rebellion in this empire against its ruler, Artaxerxes II. Elise.
What is the Persian Empire?
Yes.
1600.
With a name meaning Lord. In the 11th century, he fought for the King of Castile and later for the Moorish ruler of Zaragoza. Elise.
Who is El Cid?
Right, and now the last clue. Since the 1800s, Nepalese hillmen have served in the British Army as these mercenaries. 13 have earned the Victoria Cross. And the clue referred to the Gurkhas. All right, we have Elise in second place at 19.8. Beth with 21,400. Stephen still in this with 2,600. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Business 2019. Clue in a moment.
Thanksgiving dinner on a budget? We track down the best deals, where you can get your turkey for cheap, and the big name stores with the lowest prices to make your favorite side dishes for the whole family.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
A Geico commercial has the surprising running of the bulldogs rather than the running of the bulls in this Spanish city. What is Pamplona? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the final today, we are dealing with business in this year, 2019. Players, here's your clue. The New York Stock Exchange allowed jeans on the trading floor for the initial public offering of the stock with this four-letter symbol. 30 seconds, good luck. Start with you. You were in third place with 2,600, and you wrote down your response. What is Levi? You are correct, sir. And that means you will add some money, 900. That takes you to $3,500. Takes us to our champion, Elise. She's smiling because she's not sure. She wrote down what is Uber, and that will cost her 19,000. She'll drop to 800. Over to Beth now. 21,400. Did she come up with Levi? She did. Did she risk a bundle? I hope. 18,201. Yep. $39,601 for the new Jeopardy champion. Great way to start the week, isn't it? Join us again tomorrow.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
I thought my bumpy skin was just something I had to live with. Not anymore.
Gold Bond Rough and Bumpy Skin Therapy reduces bumps 74%. Gold Bond, ultimate lotion, ultimate skin.
Happy heart is a healthy heart. Hey! So find a fun way to make your style. Hey! Not cheerio.